This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Main opposition Nepali Congress continues House obstruction demanding formation of parliamentary committee into cooperative scam. Meetings at both houses of federal parliament postponed till Friday. Nepal government approves around 13 million euro grant assistance to be received from Finland for implementation of climate change adaptation program. Sudhir Pashchim Province Chief Minister Dirga Sudari wins a vote of confidence. And Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin call for a political solution to Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting has been postponed for tomorrow on Friday due to obstruction from the main opposition, Nepali Congress. In the meeting, Speaker Devraj Khimre allotted time to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Ravi Lamisani, to speak in the Parliament, but the parliamentary business could not proceed following the protest from the main opposition. The opposition Nepali Congress has been obstructing the House businesses for long, putting its demand for the formation of Parliamentary Committee for a fair probe investigation into the alleged involvement of Home Minister Lamisani on the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Even amidst the protest, Speaker Khimre read some documents received from the President's office. Earlier today, Speaker Khimre held talks with Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Padam Giri, chief whips and whips of major political parties to end the deadlock seen in the Parliament. Similarly, today's National Assembly meeting was also put up after the obstruction from the main opposition Nepali Congress. The Upper House Chair has called the next meeting for Friday. The government has decided to approve around 13 million euro grant assistance to be received from Finland for the implementation of climate change adaptation program. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said a cabinet meeting held at Simadarbar today took the decision to approve the grant assistance. The meeting also appointed Professor Dr. Lekhnath Sharma to the post of Executive Chair of Policy Research Institute's Development Committee. Similarly, the cabinet has also decided to promote Lekhnath Podyal to gazetted special class under Nepal Administrative Service and Rajendra Prasad Mishra to gazetted special class under Agro Forest Service. Similarly, the government has reappointed journalist Sangeeta Kharka as the chairperson of Minimum Wages Fixation Committee. Chief Minister of Sudhir Pashchim Province, Dirga Bahadur Sudari, has won a vote of confidence in the province assembly today. Chief Minister Sudari presented the proposal seeking a vote of confidence in the second meeting of 53 province assembly, where 28 votes were cast in his favour, which is the majority. Chief Minister Sudari got the vote of confidence amid the slogan chanted by province assembly members of the Nepali Congress and the Nagarik Unmukti Party. 18 province assembly members of the Nepali Congress, 5 of Nagarik Unmukti Party and 1 of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party moved out of the meeting without participating in the voting process. Sudari was appointed as chief minister on the 18th of April. The Narcotic Control Bureau of Nepal Police has arrested 3 individuals from the Uganda and 1 from India for their involvement in the drug smuggling. The arrests were made from Tamil of Kathmandu Metropolis 17, and all the arrestees are said to be females. The Ugandans took a Qatar Airways flight from Ethiopia to land in Kathmandu. According to a bureau spokesperson and superintendent of police, Rameshwar Karki, among them, the Indian alleged arrived at Kathmandu to receive the contraband weighing 2 kilograms. As many as 177,182 foreign tourists have entered the Annapurna circuit, the popular trekking destination, in the past 10 months. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, the highest number of 35,265 tourists visited the area in the last mid-March and April. Annapurna Conservation Area Project Chief Dr. Robin Kardaria informed that 79,232 tourists from South Asian countries and 79,950 tourists from other countries visited the area during the period. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has highlighted the media role in minimizing potential crises for climate change. in her address to an interaction organized by the Sancharika Samuha Nepal in Kathmandu today, the communication minister urged the media to increase their role from the dissemination of pre-disaster warnings to the risk assessments. She also urged the media to be aware of gender gaps increased by the climate change crisis. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now, time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisani has instructed Tribhuvan International Airport TIA management to prioritize the best interest of passengers. The Deputy Prime Minister, who reached the airport today to bid farewell to those embarking the Hajj pilgrimage, gave instruction after inspecting the various units at the airport. CPNML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has emphasized on the need to bring national forces in a decisive level to promote national interest, good governance and rapid development. In an event organized to pay tribute to the then General Secretary of UML, Madan Kumar Bhandari and UML Organization Department Chief, Jivaraj Ashrit in Balkhu today, who said that the UML is establishing itself as an invincible power by defeating all kind of attacks. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Beijing for talks with his counterpart Xi Jinping, aiming to deepen a strategic partnership between the two countries. He landed in Beijing early Thursday. In an interview with China's news agency Xinhua, Putin praised Xi for helping to build a strategic partnership with Russia based on national interest and deep mutual trust. Speaking at a joint press conference on Thursday, leader Xi said China was willing to jointly achieve the development and rejuvenation of their respective countries and work together to uphold fairness and justice in the world. The BBC has quoted the Russian President Putin as saying that Russia and China wanted a political solution to the Ukraine crisis, while leader Xi called for a two-state solution to the war in Gaza. This is leader Putin's first international visit since the start of his fifth presidential term, following an election where he ran virtually unopposed. A man has been charged with the attempted murder of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico after the politician was seriously hurt in a shooting attack. According to the BBC, the alleged assailant has not been formally named, but Slovak reports have widely identified him as 71-year-old from the town of Levice. Reports also say that he could face up to life in prison. 59-year-old Fico is in a serious condition but is stable after being shot several times in what colleagues described as a politically motivated attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi province along with hill regions of Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. Light rain and thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at one or two places of hill region of Kosi province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Main opposition Nepali Congress continues House obstruction demanding formation of parliamentary committee into cooperative scam. Meetings of both houses of federal parliament postponed till Friday. Nepal government approves around 13 million euro grant assistance to be received from Finland for implementation of climate change adaptation program. Sudarpasin province chief minister Dirga Sodari wins a vote of confidence. And Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin call for a political solution to Ukraine war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.online.com. radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.